really good thing to know that Jesus cares for us.
Yes.
Amen. You don't have to go through your problems and trouble yourself.
That's right.
We got a Savior, Jesus.
Amen.
He cares for you. Man may kick you to the curb. Man may talk about you. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus will never leave you.
Thank the Lord.
Nor forsake you.
Thank the Lord.
He will be with you.
Yes.
And us.
Yes.
Until the end of the world. We're thankful for being back here in Miami once again.
Yes.
We didn't know it would be so soon, but I thank the Lord how he orchestrates things.
Yes.
Amen. And just looking this morning over here to my left, I don't see our dear sister sitting there. Sister Zola.
Yes.
Amen. Her seat is vacant.
Yes.
And we, our hearts go out to the family and to this congregation.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. You all in bereavement, right in this congregation. You lost a great person. Praise God. But nevertheless, we got to go on.
Yes, that's so.
As Sister Sarah brought the song, Jesus Cares, it made me think of Sister Maddie McIntyre.
Yes.
She used to sit right over here.
Yes.
Amen. For years I'd be preaching, and I looked there to my right, and she's just smiling.
Amen.
Nodding her head.
Yes.
Like, that's right.
That's right. Yes. Witness. Yes, she did.
To the truth.
Amen.
Amen. But now I don't see her. Man, these seats is getting vacant.
Yes.
Brother Robert McIntyre Sr. Amen. Sitting right there.
Yes.
He looking right at me.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And he said, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I can hear him. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Preach the word.
That's right.
Amen. I don't have those folks here today. But you know what? We got to go right on.
That's right.
Amen. Despite of loss.
Yes.
That song said, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I will what? Never more turn back.
And defeat
I shall not know.
For God
will give me the victory.
If onward,
I shall go.
Yes.
And I tell you, we're going to go right on.
Yes, by your
In the name of Jesus.
By your grace.
Praise God. By the grace of God.
Yes.
We have a preaching topic this afternoon. Amen. Just seeing a lot of things happening in our world and in our land and country today, and problems in your individual homes.
Yes.
Amen. Trouble in the land. But the Lord wants to comfort us today through his word.
Yes.
And the word is God can.
Yes.
Amen. God can. It don't matter your problem. It doesn't matter what you're going through with. It don't matter your situation. God can.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know. In this time, it looks like when you get out of one problem, you're back in another problem.
Yes.
Get out of one trouble, then it's another trouble.
Yes.
You lose one loved one, then next thing you know, there's another loved one.
Yes.
But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord this morning, God can.
Yes.
Amen. Work your situation out. God can give you the victory. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. God can work a miracle in your life. Praise you, the Lord. Yes. Amen. God can do the impossible. Sometimes things in your life, it look like, oh, poor me. Amen. I look like I can't hardly get out of this struggle. I can't hardly get out. Amen. I want to tell you God can.
Amen.
Amen. God can help you.
Yes.
Praise God. Like I say, amen, back at home, he's like a tow truck. Mm-hmm. Praise God. My dad used to run a tow truck, and I'm very familiar. Amen. Car get in the ditch, or a car get disabled. Amen. He throw that life chain out, praise God. That life cable, praise, and hook to that car and pull that car out of the ditch, praise God.
Yes.
Pull him out of the trenches. And that's what the Lord can do as well. It don't matter how deep we may be in sin. It don't matter how deep we may be, amen, in our lives. God can pull us out. Amen. I'm a firm believer. How you know, preacher? I have experienced that. It works. I tried it, and it works, and it's still working today. Amen. So only thing we need to do is just give it to God. Let God fix your problem. Let God work a miracle in your life. You let go and you let God.
Amen.
Amen. See, you know it's in your lap. Sometimes we try to handle our own problems and handle our own troubles. But I'm here to tell you, you need to give it to the Lord. Amen. Give it to somebody that knows and specializes in our greatness today. And I thank the Lord. And I want to let you know that God can. And we need to get that into our spirit. Praise God. And I want to say we need to chance that. Saying, yes, he can.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, he can. I'm going through this sickness and I need the healing of the Lord. We can say, yes, he can. He can work it out. He can heal your body. He can save your soul. Amen. I say, yes, he can. Amen. Yes. Praise God. I say, yes, he can. You can
Amen.
Say it too. Yes, he can.
Yes, that's
because
right.
He can work anything out. Praise God. It don't matter your struggles or whatever you're going through. He can. I said he can work it out. Praise God. Amen. When you turn it over to the Lord, you see your life change. Changes will take place. Praise God. Things will begin to blossom in your life. Amen. I'm here to let you know that this morning. Praise God. But we sometimes, for things to really change, we need to have a change of heart.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Praise
right.
God. And we need a knowledge that we have a bad heart. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
Our heart is bad.
Yes.
Praise God. We need a heart transplant.
That's right.
We need the Lord to come in and take that old stony heart out.
Yes.
Amen. And put a heart of greatness. Praise ye the Lord. We need to let the Lord, amen, quit act like it's all right. You know, sometimes people get sick. Oh, I'm fine and about to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not fine. Amen. I'm here to tell you, if you don't know Jesus for the pardon of your sins this morning, you need to recognize his greatness. You need to come to him while you have a chance and say, Lord, I need you right now.
Yes.
Amen. I need to change my ways, Lord. I need to change my action. I need to be a new creature in Christ. Amen. Amen. As 2 Corinthians says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise ye the Lord. I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't go to the same old places I used to go. Change has taken place. Why? Because my heart is right. Praise God. I'm a child of God. And I'm here to tell you, amen. That's what that is needed today in this world. People need to, amen, allow the Lord to take over. Allow the Lord to come in and change you, praise God.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you over here in Ezekiel, the 36th chapter and verse 26. We want to read verse 26 through 31 to let you know we can have that renewed heart. And that heart can change, praise God. When that heart changed, then you're a different person.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. You know the way. You know the walk. You know how to stay in the greatness of the Lord. Amen. So let's read over here. Ezekiel, amen, the 36th chapter. Let's go to that 36th verse, praise God, amen. Well, that 26th verse, excuse me. 36th chapter and the 26th verse. But the word said, a new heart also will I give you, amen, and a what? New spirit I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise God. Ain't God good? Amen. Let us say heart transplant.
Heart transplant.
Amen. That means take that old heart out and put a good heart in.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord can work surgery, spiritual surgery on us.
That's right.
Sometimes that's all we need. We just need our heart changed.
That's right.
Amen. We're not a bad person, but we just need to be renewed. Yes. Amen. We need to be changed. And the only thing we got to do is, amen, call on the Lord and tell the Lord, I, Lord, I want to make an appointment with you, praise God.
Yes.
I need to consult with you. I need to call on your name. I need you to come, Lord. I need help right now. And I'm telling you, he will come to your rescue. He will show up and he will show out, praise God.
Amen.
He will give you that new heart. Amen. He will, it said, and he won't only give you a new heart, but he'll give you a new spirit, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And then he said, I will put within you and I will take away that stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise God. I thank the Lord. I praise God. Amen. When you get that new heart in you, places you used to go, you quit going. Amen. The way you used to think, you quit thinking that way. The attitude you used to have, the Lord give you an attitude adjustment. Amen. You got a new spirit. Praise God. You know, sometimes your spirit seems don't be right. Amen. You see how some people say my heart is changed, but they got a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
They got a bad personality. What's going on? Amen. That heart, praise God, ain't working right. Amen. You need to let the Lord regulate it. You need to let the Lord, amen, come in and work a miracle in your life, praise God. Amen. And it said, and the Lord said, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Praise God. You got a lot of church worshipers. You got a lot of Sunday, amen, folks that come to church. But I tell you, coming to church is one thing, but you got to have that spirit of God working in your life. You got to have that heart, amen, regulated and doing the real thing. Because you can sit right up in here, amen, today looking at me, amen, and with a bad heart, amen, with a bad spirit.
Yeah.
You may say, you know, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, Lord, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But if you got that bad spirit, amen, what you saying don't matter nothing. Amen. See that heart and that spirit rests together. If you truly got a, praise God, a heart, a transplant, you got the heart of greatness within you, amen, it changed your attitude, it changed your places you go, it changed your route, amen. Things you used to do, you don't do it no more. You walking in his ways and in his paths and statutes, praise God. And it said, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you. It will cause us, amen, to walk in the statutes of the Lord. And the Bible said, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Praise God. Do them. Amen. Not just talk about them, but we got to do them. We live in a time where people are doing a lot of talking, but we need to do a lot of walking.
Help.
Amen. We need to be a child of God. We need to let the Lord come in. I know you might say, well, my case is so bad. But I want to let you know God can.
That's
amen.
Right.
God can. Work your case out. God can work a miracle in your life. Amen. What you need to do, you need to just turn yourself over to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. You need to quit trying to work on it. You've been working on it for 30 and 40 years. You ain't got no work with it. Amen. Now turn it to the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Get out of the driver's seat.
Amen.
Praise God. You don't know where to go. You don't know how to drive.
Praise God. You be a backseat rider. Let the Lord do the driving.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So a lot of time when we do the driving, we want to stay on the mountaintop, Brother Rodney. Amen. When we drive, we want to stay on the mountaintop. But the Lord let us know we need to go into the valley.
Help us,
praise
Lord.
God. Help Amen. Lord. There's greatness in the valley.
Yes, help
us. Amen. There's peace in the valley.
Yes.
There is joy in the valley. Yes. Amen. Praise God. That's how you get your strength.
Yeah.
Praise God, in the valley. The Lord will be right there with you. He said, I will never leave you, Lord, nor forsake you. I will be with you,
yes,
until the end of the world.
Yes.
That's good news, saints.
Yes.
Amen. That's good news. Yes. Thank the Lord for greatness. Thank the Lord for good news. Thank the Lord for him taking that heart out and putting a new heart in. Amen. And it said, And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers. Ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let him be your God. Amen. Sometime we might have another God, have something else there, the devil in your heart. I say sometimes, let's just change partners.
Yes.
Amen. Let the devil go.
Yes.
Praise God, because he ain't going to do nothing but destroy you. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. His job is to call collision. Amen. And call chaos in your life. Praise God. But the Lord, when you get the Lord on your side, amen, then he bring greatness. Praise God. He bring joy, peace, and love and goodness. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Every day is Sunday. Somebody say, man, I tell you, I was witness to this young person, and they were saying this. They said, you know what? You have problems too. You may be a preacher. You have problems. We all have problems. So why should I get saved? Because we all got problems. I said, well, I tell you what. One thing I have that you don't have. I have the problem solver. Hello in here.
Amen.
When my problem come, I got somebody I can take my problem to. Praise God. He's a problem solver, God. Now, who do you have?
Oh, Lord. Help, Lord.
They got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, so that's what that's the difference between a godly person and an ungodly person.
Yes.
Amen. We have a burden barrier. Praise God. A heart regulator. Praise ye the Lord. A Lord that can fix it. How many know in here he's a fixer?
Amen.
Amen. Nothing too hard for him to do.
That's right.
Praise God. Just take it to the Lord. Amen. It said then, the 29th verse says, I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, and that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Amen. This is Israel. That's the church. The Lord talking to Israel. And the Lord talking to us. When you get on the Lord's side, blessing will flow. Praise God. The Lord will work miracles in your life. He said, I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field. And ye shall receive no more reproach. Look what God will do for us. Amen. He works mighty in our life. Then it said, then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that was not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquity, for your abomination. So I'm here to tell you, God got a better way. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I love this way. Amen. I don't have to scratch my head and wonder if this way will work for us. I've been in this way a little while now, praise God. I believe in November of 1976, the Lord came in my life finally. I mean, I got saved 74 and 70, all that, but when 1976, praise God, he came into my life. Things I used to do, I don't
do it no more. The places I used to go, amen, I had to stop that road because that was a downward road.
That's
but
right.
Amen, when I accept Jesus, praise God, he kept me moving on. When I fall, he picks me up and he brushed me off.
Yes.
And he tell me to start again, praise God. Amen, when it looks hopeless, praise God, he's right there to bring the glorious light. Let me know, yes, you can do it in a way, amen. When I get a little weak, he's right there to hold my hand. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Amen.
We have a church in here
amen.
This morning. Praise God.
Yes.
I say he'll hold my hand
yes.
and guide me to the promised land.
Yes.
Praise God.
That's
amen.
Right.
I know this thing works. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Because I don't have to worry about when things come. I just call on the Lord. How many know when you call on the Lord, he'll come to your rescue?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. How many know when you call on the Lord, he'll come and fix things, amen, in a mighty way,
yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Only thing you got to do is just know, amen, that God can fix it, praise God, amen. Yes, he can. I say, yes, he can, amen.
Amen.
How you know, preacher? I tried him,
praise
Sister Betty. I tried him,
yes,
and
works.
It works.
It works, amen.
Praise God,
yes.
Amen.
Yes, thank
praise
you,
Lord. You, the Lord.
Thank
that's why I get excited. About the things of the Lord.
Yes.
Because I know what he can do.
Amen.
Praise God. I know he can work things out. I know he can fix things. Praise God. So the only thing we need to do is take it to him. Amen.
Amen.
But the world today, they're procrastinating.
Yes.
They're putting it off for a convenient time. They're saying, I'm not quite ready yet. Amen. I'm going to wait till my birthday comes. Amen. Then I'm going to get saved. I'm going to wait. Oh, you know what? I tell you, only problem I got is a woman problem. Praise God. I'm going to wait till I get married. Amen. Then I know I can truly serve the Lord. Amen. You know, I'm going to wait till I get I retire. Amen. I hear so many things that people is waiting for. But after you retire, after you get married, after you get all these things you want to have, amen, you still ain't satisfied.
Yes,
amen.
So.
That still didn't give you no salvation.
Yes.
Amen. That's why you don't wait. That's why you don't put things off. Amen. Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
The Bible said now. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Now is the acceptable time
yes.
to please the Lord.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised
right.
to you. Amen. Not amen. 2 hours from today, right now. Now is the time, praise God, amen, while the Lord is dealing with you. We see all these folks is dropping off the face of the earth. We see all these people leaving. Amen. I believe you would ask Sister Zola 2 weeks ago, will she be dead today? I believe she said, no, I'm a live. Amen. We all want to live and live, but we never know. When the time is expired, we
yes.
never know when the Lord gonna come. Amen. That's why we live like every day is the last day.
Yes.
Because it very well could be the last day. Amen. Somebody said, folks, amen, could be here today and gone tomorrow. But I'm here to tell you, you can be here today and gone today.
That's right.
Amen. We don't know our destiny. We don't know when we're gonna expire. We don't know who's going to be next. That's why we got to make sure that we got things clear between you and God. Amen. Because the Lord is talking to us. Praise God. And he wants us to wake up. Praise ye the Lord. We got a county in North Carolina called Wake County. I remember my mother preached a message. She said, we need to move to Wake County. Amen. Where we can wake up, get out of sleepy town.
Yes.
Amen. You can mess around and sleep in eternity. Praise you the Lord. We need to wake up and see what God is talking about.
Yes.
Amen.
Sure.
He want to stir us up to let us know it don't matter your problem. It don't matter about your condition. You ain't too bad for God.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Praise God.
Yes.
God can.
Yes.
And I want you to know and dream about it and keep saying, yes, he can.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. What you need? Each individual in here this morning, this afternoon, what you need? What you need from God? Yes, he can.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Ann, yes, he can.
Yes.
Amen. You know what you've been praying for.
Yes.
You know what you've been seeking God for. Amen. Yes, he can. You know you need to be saved. You know you need conversion. Yes, he can. Revelation said he's knocking.
Yes.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
He's knocking.
Help, Lord.
And he's knocking this morning loud and clear.
Yes.
We need to open up and let the Lord come in.
Yes. Amen.
Huh? Because he want to dwell with you. So many times I do feel that he's knocking at many hearts today.
Yes, he is.
But we ain't opening up.
Oh, Lord.
The Bible said, I'm knocking. If you open up, I will come in and sup with you.
Help, Lord.
And you with me. Praise God. That's how you gonna live this holy life. You got to have him in the inside.
Yes.
Amen. You got to let him be your mind. Let him be your hands and let him be your feet. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He's in control.
Amen.
A lot of times that's why folks lose their mind, because they don't have the mind of the Lord.
Yes.
The mind get all clouded and busy with other things. You all don't. One day you're doing this, and next day you're doing that. You're just all confused. But the Bible said, let this mind be in you.
Yes.
That was also in Christ Jesus. Praise God. When you got the mind of the Lord, he'll keep you walking in the straight and narrow. When you got the mind of the Lord, he will keep you on the fiery line. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not going to never say that every day just going to be strawberries and ice cream. The Bible teaches us that we're going to have trials and temptations and trouble,
yes,
on every side.
Yes.
But one thing about it, we got the Lord to carry us through.
Yes.
He's right there ready to help us. Amen. If we fall, he'll pick us up, like I said. Amen. He's there. And I thank the Lord. And that's what makes him God in our time of diversity, in our time of trouble. Amen. In our time of turmoil and chaos, he's there all the time. Amen. The devil wants you to feel like, and make you feel like he's in a distance. He's way over there. No, he's right here.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. He's ready and he's waiting to help you. His hands is stretched out to all of us. And he's telling all of us, saved and unsaved. Amen. Sometimes to say, we might think we already made it. We got everything laid out. We can have some loose screws. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord talking to us all. Praise God. He said, come. Come on and get some help. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. And what? I will what? Give you rest. Praise God. How many need some rest out here? Praise God. I don't want to go to hell. I don't know about you. Praise God. I don't want to go to hell. Hell is a place where it's fire, brimstone. Praise God. Hell is hot. It don't have no exit doors. It's one way in and no way out.
My Lord.
Praise God. And there ain't going to be no fans and ice water. You'll be there through eternity.
Yes.
Everlasting to everlasting. And all of us is just one breath from death. And if we ain't saved, we one death from hell. That's why we need to get in the ark of safety.
Yes.
That's why we need to accept Jesus and make sure. Sometimes you say, you know, I got saved back in, amen, back here in 1982. Man, you, Brother McIntyre, you say we need some up-to-date salvation.
Yes.
Amen. The 82 religion, you got to keep it up to date.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. You need to come and make sure and rededicate and make sure that everything is, amen, working.
Yes.
Because when you stand before God, and if he tell you depart from me, something he gonna tell you. And I thank the Lord for you, sister. What's your name?
Sharita.
Sharita, praise God. I thank God for you. You very interesting. I see you just looking and you making sure you're getting what need to be guiding. And that's good. And I thank God for your salvation.
Yeah.
Keep faith. Keep going on. Mm-hmm. Amen. The devil's always around now.
That's right.
You got to wave him. Get on out the way, devil. Mm-hmm. I tell sometimes we got to play police. Amen. You know how you play police? You say, whoa, devil.
All right.
Get back.
All right.
Come on, Jesus.
All right.
Hello. Come on, Jesus.
Yes.
I need you, Lord.
Yes.
I need your protection.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Don't let the devil, because he'll have a field day with you.
Oh, yes.
That's why we have to rebuke him. Let him know he's not welcome. He's not welcome here. Praise God. So stick with the Lord. That's what I'm promoting today. That's what I'm preaching on today, is being in tune and intact with the Lord. All right. Now, how many know that the Lord is what? He's well able.
Yeah.
Amen. He don't do no half-stepping job. When he save us to the uttermost. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn over here to Hebrew, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse. Praise God. Y'all pray for us.
Yes, bless the Lord.
We can't do nothing without the prayers of the saints. It said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So I thank God for the high priest. I thank God for Jesus. Amen. It don't matter who you are, whatever. The Lord is able to save you to the uttermost. Praise God. That come unto God by him.
Yes.
So I'm here to tell you, it don't matter. Sometimes the devil will cheat you out of your salvation. He'll make you feel like you're not able to be saved.
Yes.
Make you feel like you've been so bad, the Lord don't even want you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. He lies.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to hear, I want to let you know the Lord loves you.
That's right. Yes.
The Bible said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life.
Amen.
How many of us in here want everlasting life this morning?
Yes, my Lord.
You can have it.
Yes.
I'm going to raise two hands.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You can have it.
Yes.
Amen. We may stay here on this earth 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. But I'm going to tell you, that's still short compared to where you're going to end up at.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I want heaven.
Amen.
I want to live there. I want him to come and whenever he see fit to take me up with him. Because I want this everlasting life.
Amen.
I don't want to escape this place. Amen. I want somebody to say, I want to see daddy when I get there. Eh? And somebody say, I want to see grandma or Aunt Sue. But I'm going to tell you who I want to see is Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. See, Aunt Sue might not be in the place where I want to go.
Yes.
But if I see Jesus. Come on, somebody. I said, when I see Jesus,
yes,
then I know I'm at the right residence.
Right.
I know I'm at the right place.
Yes.
And I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Come and enter into the joys of the Lord.
Amen.
I don't want him to say, Sister Alberta, I don't want him to say, depart from me.
Yes.
I know you not. Some he may say, I never knew you, because some ain't never got saved.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
I ain't never knew you. But some he knew and backslid, he going to tell them, I know you not.
Help us, Lord.
You go into the same place, though. It don't matter. Amen, because there ain't but two places.
That's right.
If you miss heaven, then hell gonna be your home.
That's right.
Amen. You know, we don't have like a half a dozen choices. Well, if I miss heaven, then I can go over here to the second heaven. No, I can go over here to another good place. No, it ain't nothing but two places. If you miss this place that Brother Lennon is preaching this morning, if you miss heaven and you don't realize to let God handle your needs and let God fix your problem and let God save your soul, you're going to miss it. Amen. And listen here, I'm tell you about me. I'm tired of seeing people dying.
Oh yes.
Preaching funerals. I done preached more funerals in the last 2 years than I did my whole entire time of ministry.
Yeah.
Amen. Preaching funerals, people dying, coming running revivals, people coming, and just looking at you preach, and then when I say amen, they out the door.
Oh my Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Help, Lord.
Lord, listen. Lord is talking.
Yes.
And he's talking loud and clear.
Yes.
And he's trying to get our attention.
Yes.
Amen. We need a solution.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm not talking about no 409 either. Praise God. But we need a solution.
Help.
And that solution is Jesus.
Yes.
If we die, that be fine. Because we got a place that is prepared for us. The Bible said, Psalm 23, in my Father's house. No, John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yes.
If it was not so, he said, I would have told you.
Yes.
He said, I'm gone. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You don't let him go in vain. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and receive you unto myself.
Yes.
That where I am, yes, you may be also.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So revival after revival, still not saved. Folks leaving, folks getting shot, folks getting cut, folks dying, heart attack, COVID, all this stuff. And we know we ain't ready. You can fall dead at any time. And there you go, out in eternity.
Yes.
And that's why I'm preaching this morning. Yes. To let you know God can.
Yes.
God can fix your problem.
Yes, he can.
God can regulate your heart.
Amen.
God can change your attitude.
Amen.
God can make you a new creature.
Yes.
God can help your situation out. You know, we all got different situations. We all got different needs. But I'm going to tell you, God is able. He is able to save us.
Yes.
To the uttermost.
Thank the
Praise
Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
And now we want to let you know what we hear in Romans. Let's turn to Romans. Romans 10:9. It said here that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thy shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. That's how you get to Jesus. That's how you get to the Lord. We must confess with our mouths. I hope and pray today some confessions will take place here. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. This is the only way we can get to heaven. We must confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. And then we must what? Believe in our heart. We must believe. Praise God. That God has raised him from the dead. Now if you believe that, thou shall be saved. Praise God. Amen. That's all it takes. You don't have to tarry all day and all night. You don't have to run around the church 3 or 4 times to get save. Amen. Only thing you must do is confess and believe.
Yes, amen.
and ask the Lord to pardon your sins. Yes. And he will throw it into the sea. Unforgiveness. Amen. And remember it no more.
Yes.
That's what he would do, but I don't. Sometimes man will remember. Man will take it out to sea and say, you know, you used to be this. How you get saved? You used to be that. Oh, you ain't got nothing. That's how they did Brother Paul. You remember? Paul, praise God, he was, when he was Saul, he was a bad man. He was beating up the saints, persecuting God's people. Did quite a bit of evil. Huh?
I just said habit.
Amen.
And he just, when you got the devil in you, the devil make you do these things.
That's right.
Amen. But one day, direction, he changed direction.
Yes.
He left off of Crooked Boulevard and Avenue, and he went to what? Straight Street.
Straight Street. Praise God.
Come on, somebody.
Praise God.
In Damascus, he was knocked down, knocked out. Won't able to do nothing. Ananias, thank God, the preacher. Lay hands on him, pray. And the blindness left. The scales came from his eyes. He was once blind, but now he was able to see.
Praise the Lord.
And I tell you, when you begin to see, that song we sing, things I used to do, I do no more.
Amen.
Amen. Great change. Amen. There was a great change in his life.
Yes. Yes.
He began to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And you, the saints, begin to look at him.
Yes.
I'm just paraphrasing now. Yes. Saying there ain't nothing to them.
Yep.
It ain't, you know, saints didn't get with them. Not at the beginning. They just, oh man, this is the same man that killed us and beat us and persecuted us.
That's
and now he's trying to preach to us?
Mm-hmm.
Hello in here.
Yeah.
Some of us might be in that same predicament.
Oh, yes. Help us, Lord.
But I'm here to tell you the Lord. He forgave him.
Yes.
He saved him.
Yes.
Put a praise in his mouth.
Amen.
Song in his heart.
Amen.
He began to preach.
Yes.
And he preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And like I said, the saints, they didn't really took real interest in him because they didn't think he was really changed. Mm-hmm. Glory. I feel like walking now.
Amen.
I feel like walking and shaking some hands in here.
All right.
But glory, the Bible says he didn't pay attention to the folks that didn't have confidence in him. The Bible said he increased himself in strength. Come on, somebody.
Yes. Pick up the pace.
Yes. Amen. Amen. He just kept walking.
Yes.
Kept preaching.
Yes.
Kept testifying.
Yes.
Kept saving souls.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't worry about the game sales. He didn't worry about people ain't looking at him. But he just kept right on. And I tell you, church, that's a sermon within itself. Amen. Sometimes people might don't jump on your bandwagon.
That's
people
right.
might don't pat you on the back and say, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Saints. You said it right. But you got to keep going on
when
it's hard. Amen. When folks ain't doing, showing no encouragement. And Paul just kept right on. Amen. And then when he got some age, amen, some history with his walk with God, then the saints start looking at him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, this man is real. Huh. This man is, praise God, a child of God. This man is, amen, true. Praise God.
Yes.
So, amen. So what did that tell you? Amen. It don't matter
who you are or what you have done, how bad you can be saved. You ain't too bad for Jesus. You ain't too bad for the Holy Ghost. One thing about God, amen, he weighs the heart. Amen. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Praise God. Amen. If that heart and is right and got good intent, praise God, the Lord gonna say you well done. You just keep doing my will.
Amen.
Amen. Everything gonna be all right.
Thank
Amen. I'm with you. Amen. I'm not gonna leave you. Praise God. Man might leave you. Man might persecute you. Man might kick you to the curb. But you keep trucking. You
praise
keep moving
Lord.
On in
praise
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Amen.
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 All right. Let's read another scripture over here. Someone give me this, please. Isaiah. Someone give me Isaiah 59 chapter. Verses 1 and 2 and read loudly. Got it?
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened.
It said, the word said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened.
That it cannot save.
That it cannot save.
Neither his ear heavy.
And neither his ear heavy.
That it cannot hear.
That it cannot hear.
But your iniquities.
What?
But your iniquities.
But your sins.
Have separated you.
Has separated you.
And your sins have hid his face from you.
Amen.
He will not hear.
Look at God. Amen. So it's no excuse. The Lord's hand is not shortened. Amen. He could do just what he said he could do. Praise God. He knows how to reach us. Amen. He knows how to get us. He knows where we at. It said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. Amen. He can hear good. You call on him, he hear you. And he gonna come to your rescue.
Yes.
It said, but your iniquity, that's the problem. Your sins have separated between you and your God. And your sin have hid his face from you that you will not hear. Praise God. That's the problem with the world today. They're not listening. They're not hearing. It ain't because of the Lord. His hand is not shortened. Amen. He can hear. His ears are not heavy. But the problem is, amen, your sins, amen, have hid his face from you that he will not hear. It said, Father, your hands are defiled with blood. And your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have muttered perverseness. Amen. So that need to change. Amen. Stop your lying.
Help us, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Let's do the right thing.
Yes.
Let's be righteous. Let's encourage one another.
Yes, amen.
You see somebody falling, you lift them gently by the hand.
That's right.
And point them to a better land.
Praise the Lord.
Just don't get your hand and just push them over.
That's yes. right.
Amen. Or just walk on the other side like you don't see they need help. Man, this world is so, you said it, sister.
Amen.
This world is so corrupt today. This is not a ordinary world like it used to be 20 years ago. Everybody's different. Everybody's changing.
Yes.
People that used to be sweet and saved and with a rejoicing spirit, now some of them not even saved, not even in the church. Praise God. People that used to, amen, you know, that did the right thing. The devil done fooled them.
Yes.
Praise God. These drugs, I'm very familiar with drugs. These drugs, if the preacher get on drugs, it'll make him stop preaching.
Yes, that's true.
It'll make the teacher quit teaching.
Yes.
It'll make everybody, amen, doing the opposite. And that's what's happening now.
That's right.
You got people, you got preachers that got on drugs.
That's true.
He was a fiery man.
That's true.
He preached, and he let down.
Yes.
Amen. This is what I'm telling you.
even the weather, everything to the extreme, the fires to the extreme.
That's right.
Mudslides.
Yes.
Tornadoes. Mm-hmm. Hurricanes. Snow.
That's right.
Everything is not like bounced off.
Yes.
In North Carolina, February, we're supposed to be winter time. And we're supposed to be having 20 and 30 degrees weather. 2 weeks ago, we had 80 degrees in February. Mm-hmm. Everything is just
Turn around. Yes.
You can't walk down the street no more.
That's safe.
Amen. Somebody ready to gun you down. Mm-hmm. We had a flat this yesterday. Brother Edward and Sister Victoria. Thank God for the young man, Brother Steve. The Good Samaritan. I would ride with the Good Samaritan. Amen.
Help us, Lord.
I looked at him. I got a call. They said, we got a flat. I looked at Steve. I said, Steve, what we going to do? He said, I know where it is. They're right there. We'll flip around and help them.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Look at God.
Yes.
And then guess what? Then there was a gentleman came by to help us. I don't know that man. I didn't know where I'm standing. But Steve was putting that towel on and he was sweating and carrying on, and that thing, he looked up at that man, he said, I got it. He said, I got it. But afterwards, Brother Steve would let me know that was a very dangerous community.
My Lord.
Where we was at.
My Lord.
Amen. Somebody could have came and shot us.
God protected.
Look at God. But the Lord had his hands of protection.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about. You could be out of here.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
I was somewhere just at the house the other day. I heard a young man said he got a gun. Mm-hmm. He gonna shoot. When I heard that, I looked for Brother Edward to get him out of here. Let's go.
Yes.
When I hear shooting, it's time to go. Yes. Violent is in the land.
That's right.
Violent is in the land.
Yes.
You don't never know when that stray bullet gonna hit you.
That is
amen. You could be, somebody say, as long as you had you're at the right place, you'll be all right. No, you'll be at the right place at the wrong time.
That's right.
Amen. All right now. Praise God. You can be right at your house.
Yes, in the church.
In the church. In the parking lot.
That's right.
This young lady's car got stolen. Keys or something got missing. I was preaching. I don't know what was going on out there.
The whole car was taken.
The whole car was stolen. See the devil? He's real. You think you're going to fight him by yourself? You need God.
Yes.
God can. God can work it. Get acquainted with him, dear ones. Amen. Get acquainted with him. And I want to just let you know, I want to brag about this God because I'm a representative of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
He's my boss. I work for him.
Yes.
I do have other jobs, but this job is not the 24-hour job. This is every day, every minute, and every hour job. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we're serving this amazing God.
Yes.
Sometimes I believe we forget who God really is. He's amazing God. And I love this song, Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we serve amazing God.
Yes.
That can do amazing things.
That's true.
Amen. So I want to just quote this song here. To God be the glory. Amen. 510 in our hymn book. This is powerful.
Yes.
It says, amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
That
save a wretch like me. I once was lost, come on, but now I'm found.
I was blind,
but now I see. Praise God. I thank God for my sight.
Yes, amen.
Amen, I can see clearly.
Yes.
Amen. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear.
Grace.
And grace my fears relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Amen.
Thank God for grace. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Till grace has brought me safe thus far.
And grace will
what? Lead me home.
Amen.
We'll been there
10,000
years.
Bright shining as the sun.
Bright shining as the sun.
We're no less days.
We know less days to sing God's praise
than when we first
begun.
Help us, Lord.